The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to your Valentine's Views podcast for Monday, February 27. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts if you are hearing us across the big Blue View Radio Network. All right, Giants fans, it is NFL Scouting Combine Week, time for the annual Underwear Olympics in Indianapolis, and just wanted to go over some of the coverage that we'll have at Big Blue View, and some of what you'll see and hear throughout the week as we get you guys ready for the annual combine. All right, yours truly will be in Indianapolis this week from Monday evening through Friday morning, so we'll have as much coverage as we possibly can from Indianapolis. The combine technically begins on Tuesday. General managers, coaches will be available to the media on Tuesday. Player interviews will begin on Wednesday with the defensive linemen and linebackers available to media on Wednesday. Defensive backs will be available on Thursday. On-field workouts begin on Thursday with the defensive linemen and linebackers. One of the things I'm hoping to do this year, in past years, only very select media has been allowed in to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis for combine workouts, and in those cases only quarterback workouts. I believe that media is going to be allowed into the stadium to watch workouts this year, and if that's the case, hopefully I'll get into Lucas Oil on Thursday to be able to give you guys some flavor of what that looks like, feels like, sounds like, and some flavor of players who impressed during those workouts as well. So, please stay with Big Blue View all week for all of your New York Giants-related NFL Combine coverage. One of the big things that will happen in Indianapolis is that General Manager Joe Shane will be available to media on Tuesday afternoon. We'll get some insight into the negotiations between the Giants and quarterback Saquon Barkley, quarterback Daniel Jones, running back Saquon Barkley. Get some of Joe Shane's feelings on where things stand with those two. Obviously, we've heard a lot of stuff. We've heard $45 million thrown around, annual value for Daniel Jones, which I'm not buying at this point. And we've heard a lot of stuff about how Saquon Barkley could be headed toward the free agent market. And we'll get a chance to ask the Giants general manager, you know, how he sees these negotiations and how he's trying to approach them. And hopefully we'll have a better sense after we talk to Joe. We'll have a better sense of where things stand with those two critical Giants free agents. Obviously, the Giants have a lot of other decisions to make, lots of other free agents, including starting safety defensive captain Julian Love, and other things to do. So we'll talk to Joe about that. We'll ask Joe how they intend to try to create some more cap space this year. The Giants do have $46 million in cap space right now, which is fourth in the league, but they will need more. So we'll talk to Joe about possible ways to create more space. Those ways include the eventual and inevitable release of Kenny Golladay and the potential of extending the contract of Leonard Williams, who currently carries a $32 million cap hit, which is absolutely untenable for a defensive tackle or defensive lineman not named Aaron Donald in the current NFL. So we'll talk to Joe. We'll know a lot more. We'll see what we can learn from the GM on Tuesday. Head coach Brian Daboll is not scheduled to speak with media. Hopefully we'll get a couple minutes of Dabe's time privately and be able to share some of that with you guys as well. But we'll certainly effort to do that. Throughout the week, we'll be trying to give you extra podcasts, as much content at Big Blue View as we can. We'll try to have audio from the Joe Shane interview. We'll try to have audio from the player interviews on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll try to rustle up some interviews for you with some of the personalities who are going to be available in Indianapolis. We'll see who we can rope into talking to me during the week, for quick segments on the podcast. So hopefully we'll have some good stuff. We'll have some interesting stuff for you throughout the week. And as I have done annually in the three previous times that I've been in Indianapolis, I have done a post at the end of the week called Ed's Excellent Indianapolis Adventure. I have already begun sort of turning over some ideas for that post this year. That'll come once I get back to home base here in New York. But hopefully you guys will look forward to that as well. In terms of combine coverage at Big Blue View, we have all sorts of previews coming for you. Today we have the standard, you know, how to watch player schedule, combine participants post up for you. We will have all sorts of position previews, player previews, prospects to watch, guys that the Giants might be paying specific attention to on a daily basis. Once the workouts start, we'll have previews and we will have post-workout analysis on the website. And as I said, we'll have that across the podcast network as well. We'll have as much coverage as we possibly can for you from the combine as Joe Shane and the Giants get a really good look at some of these prospects. Giants have 11 picks coming up in what is a really critical draft for them. Joe Shane admitted at the end of the season after losing in the divisional round, he admitted that there is a talent gap between the Giants and some of the league's better teams. And really, the best way to address that talent gap is to get things right in the NFL draft. The Giants have 11 picks. Once compensatory picks are made official, they'll have 11 picks in this draft. Obviously, they could use all 11. They could move around the draft board. Their first pick is at 25. And we'll talk to Joe about what he intends to do, what he might be looking for. He's obviously not going to tell us he's going to draft a wide receiver or he's going to draft a cornerback or whatever, but we might get some insight into how he's thinking. But this is obviously an absolutely critical draft for the Giants coming off of a season in which they surprisingly made the playoffs in 2022. So we'll see what the Giants can do to try and close that talent gap as we get into the 2022 offseason. Obviously, free agency comes up first, which will most definitely change what we think about what the Giants' needs might be, what their priorities might be when we do get to the draft at the end of April. All right, Giants fans, quickly, I also just wanted to touch on the fact that Davis Webb, former Giants backup quarterback, is retiring and taking over as Denver Broncos quarterbacks coach. Congratulations to D. Webb. It's been apparent for some time now, for a couple of years, that Webb was headed toward a coaching career, chose to play for the Giants last year when he had an offer to remain in Buffalo as an assistant coach on the Bills staff, chose to try to continue his playing career, was able to check off the bucket list item of starting a game, of finally compiling some NFL statistics, played pretty well in that season-ending loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Really the first real action that he had throughout his six-year NFL career. So good for Davis Webb. He checked off that bucket list item, and now he's moving on to the career that has been foreseen for him for a while. He'll be quarterback's coach for Sean Payton in Denver, which obviously means he will be working with Russell Wilson as Payton tries to sort of resuscitate Wilson's career with the Broncos. A lot of people think that Webb will be one of those fast-track candidates who will be an offensive coordinator sooner rather than later and a head coach at the collegiate or NFL level sometime shortly thereafter. So best of luck to Davis Webb as he moves on into his coaching career. And please, you know, check out our story stream at Big Blue View as we cover the combine all week. We will have a really easy to follow 2023 NFL scouting combine story stream. As I said earlier, we'll have all sorts of coverage for you. Chris Flum has been doing a great job compiling prospect profiles. Please check those out. Please check out the Chris and Nick show. Chris and Nick have been previewing various positions heading into the combine. So please check out those shows as well. And, you know, stay with Big Blue View all week. We should have anything and everything that you need to stay up to date on what happens with the Giants throughout the NFL Combine. All right, Giants fans, thank you as always for listening. Please stay safe out there, take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.